Yes, good morning. I am Daniel Boursier, and I'm in the same institute than Melanie, who is lead, the French lead of Creative Commons. I think I have just to present my our institute. We are in the field of political science, administrative science, and law. And my inside this big institute in Paris, Université de Paris 2, we are a group on artificial intelligence and law, and we are not in copyright and droit d'auteur, but it was a very good opportunity to launch this idea 1 year ago. And I support very quickly this idea. It's not so easy in France, because droit d'auteur is considered as a victory, historical victory on the printer monopoly at the end of the 18th century. So now we have to say droit d'auteur is you can choose system, legal system, but there is also alternative, and Creative Commons to me is a very interesting project. I would say for several reasons. As a lawyer, because I have been trained as a lawyer, I think it's more adapted to the information society, to the globalization. And I would add that I am also an author. I wrote 8 books, I don't remember, collective and or not. And I've been very surprised by the junk contract of the publisher. Also, I will add that I've never win money at all with these books, and all the authors of the books, we have never win anything. So, but the problem is now we cannot use the book, because now the publisher says we don't, it's a stock, it's very difficult to manage. I said, but give me the book and I can put the book on the internet. I said, no, you cannot, you may not. So I think it's really a trap for the author, especially when we are not successful, we just want a reputation, we just want to offer and to disseminate what we do, that's all. So I think, as a lawyer, I think it's a good idea. And as an author too, and also as a scientist. I think maybe you have heard of the French movement of science at the moment. Sauvons la recherche, it means let's save research in Europe. It's not only in France, in Europe. And this movement have been very successful in France, because we have obtained something, just restitution of money, that's all at the moment. But one of the demand now is we want to manage our own work, our results. It's a new kind of governance of science. It's more important than only Creative Commons, but Creative Commons is a part of this new approach of the autonomy of researchers. We want all to disseminate as we want, with the condition we choose the result of production. So it's also a good reason. I would say nothing more. I have just to announce that we hope that we'll launch this day, like Christian today. At the end of the year, you are all invited in Paris. We are preparing some festivities, something fun, I hope, and I think it will be a good day for everybody. So now, Melanie, you have a lot of things to do better than me.